turn to 2 Corinthians 10, verse 3. See, the Bible says that we're supposed to come out from among them and be ye separate, saith the Lord, and touch not the unclean thing. So we're supposed to separate from people of different religions. Look, we're not going to hold hands and sing kumbaya with the Muslims next door to us. Okay? We're here to slaughter those kings. And I don't mean that in a physical sense, obviously. So look at 2 Corinthians 10:3. It says, for though we walk in the flesh, we do not war after the flesh. So we walk in this life, our bodies are flesh, right? But if we're saved, our spirit is saved, okay? And we don't war after the flesh, the Bible says right here. It says, though we walk in the flesh, we do not war after the flesh. So we're not Christians that are going to go grab our AR-15s and our, you know, we all carry knives, most of us, but but we're not going to go out and say, hey, convert or die. That's not what we do. Our weapons of war are not, look at verse 4, for the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty through God to the pulling down of strongholds. What does that mean? Our weapons of war are spiritual weapons. So people like these guys over here, am I pointing in the right direction, Rudy? Just help me out here. Yes, okay, they're right over there. Look, they'll hold a knife to someone's throat and kill them if they don't believe like they believe. Catholics will do the same thing. They're known for what they did to all the indigenous populations of the places that they went and conquered. They said, turn Catholic or you're dead. You know, that was their option. Yep. As Bible-believing Christians, we're not Calvinists. You know, we're not forcing people to believe what we believe. We're giving them an option. We're sharing with them the truth, and we're trying to get them saved, right? And how do we do that? Well, the Bible says in verse 5, casting down imaginations and every high thing that exalteth itself against the knowledge of God, and bringing into captivity every thought to the obedience of Christ. So our job is to obey Christ, and what did he tell us to do? He told us to go out and preach the gospel, and that's what the main job of this church is.